Hi, Renee. We were talking about Little Richard. The first time I actually heard Little Richard, me growing up in Fort Worth, Texas, and Dallas, and all the Texas situation, and New Orleans stuff, I was influenced by a lot of the piano players at the time. Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, who wasn't the piano player, but I mean, he was very big in the New Orleans music scene. Jerry Lee Lewis, Ray Charles, you know, there was a different style piano players at that time. But Little Richard had a lot of dynamics, a lot of personality. He was very flamboyant, over the top, and he would just come out there and he sang great. Sang really, really high, and he's beat the heck out of the piano, just got everything rocking, you know. So that's probably about, you know, when he first came out with the first record, 55, 56, something like that. What made his style so special was that you had Jerry Lee Lewis, you had Fats Domino, and, you know, both those guys, Fats Domino would be that sort of thing, or he would do an I walk into New Orleans, you know, that sort of stuff. So it's a different thing. And then, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis, you know. Come on over, baby, hold on, shaking, going on. There's a lot of power, but give me power, hold on. I don't mean, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. But Little Richard would step it up a little bit, you know. Long, long time's gonna be living that little bump, but I'm a little baby. Oh, oh, baby. You know, so his tempos were a lot faster, a lot more powerful. But each one of those guys, they would feature the piano. You know, because Ray Charles, he did a different, more of a gospel thing, you know. You know, like that, or but the piano was very predominant in that particular kind of music. I actually met him. I did a TV show. It was a game show sort of thing with a band called Big Bad Voodoo Day. This was back in the 90s. And it was about a 26 episode series. Again, just real wacky game show. They had things like the contestants would get on the top of a big building and they would have the Elvis toss. So they had a Cadillac down on in the parking lot, and they'd be throwing stuffed Elvises. They had the, you know, the 1950s Elvis, and then they had the larger Elvis, and then they had the Las Vegas overweight Elvis. And if you hit the front seat of the car, you won the car, you know. So, but it was that sort of thing. But Little Richard was one of the guys that was featured on the show one time, and they actually wanted me to check out his piano before he came out there to make sure everything sounded good. And the audience, of course, was in the studio. It was, you know, a regular television studio. Probably had 100 people in there, and all, it was maybe 200. So I went and started playing, you know, just. Played for a little while, you know, and then I'm playing. I looked around and said, okay, is that enough? And I turned around, and there's Little Richard standing right there. I said, no, man, keep on playing. I'll just sing. It was so cool, you know, because when you meet one of the guys that influenced the way you play, you know, not that I played like him or I could play like him, you know. We all try to develop our own styles, but it was just wonderful, you know, to have somebody that you grew up listening to that was an influence on you and checking you out. And the audience also gave me a big round of applause. We didn't actually play the piano at the same time. But the band that I was in, we backed him up, you know, and he's a good guy. Good guy, very, very flamboyant. I mean, anybody that started in the South as a black piano player, this is segregation. You realize the South wasn't integrated until like the, you know, mid-60s. So to get somebody like that and be opening up for rock and roll band, white rock and roll bands, but audiences loved him, and he didn't slow down. You know, he just till the day he died, I bet he was still out there touring. You know, great guy though.